Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Mad Dog Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Even in the middle of, as we move off into the first stages of the post-pandemic economy, still got to run our businesses, so we still got to survive. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Lampe, helping us out with that. Jim Lampe, I need your website, please.
www.lampe.com.
A-L-A-M-P-I. They can find your Execution Maximizer there?
That's it.
And the book's all there. The book is great to excellent. It's the execution. Jim, thanks again for being here. I'm Jim Blasingame, folks. You know who I am. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you can find my new book, The Third Ingredient, there at thethirdingredient.com with the number three. Hey, Jim, let's talk about implications. You brought that word up, and I love it, because if you're capable of contemplating and understanding implications, you can be prepared to take advantage of whatever shift is in your future, even if you don't know exactly what it is, even if you're not perfect in your prediction or your prognostication or your assumptions, which none of us are, even if you're not exactly right, if you're thinking about implications, if you're imagining how could things be in the future, at least you're less likely to be run over by reality. What do you think?
Absolutely true. And as we were talking before, the whole concept of scenario planning and thinking about strategic direction is the time to do it is just when you think you don't have the time to do it. There are lots and lots of entrepreneurial younger junior managers who've never been through this kind of a disaster, and it's not something to fear. It's something we get paid to deal with as leaders in the company, and the smart entrepreneurs and owners will constantly, a couple times a year, do some scenario planning to try on different worst cases, best cases, so that at least you've had some discussion about it. I wonder how many CEOs of large companies have done scenario planning over a pen. The kind of virus thing we're facing right now.
Yeah, nobody has. You know? I mean, nobody living has ever had anything like this before. But again, I mean, as I said to you earlier, we've been talking about being prepared for a brownout, for a hurricane or tornado, an earthquake, or your just your hard drive crashing. Being prepared for things like that. This is small businesses can't afford to not do this because we don't have a lot of cushion around us. We're pretty close to the edge in a lot of what we do. And if you don't prepare for being able to be flexible and staying open, staying connected to customers, any morning you could wake up and be out of business.
Yeah, and my definition of strategic when you think about leadership is people who can constantly think about the implication of actions that they're proposing to take. It doesn't mean you have to have the perfect answer, because in business today we're having less and less information to make decisions on. But we at least have got to have thought about the implications. So when you ask somebody the question, how did you make that decision? I don't care whether it was right or wrong. At least they can explain to me how they made a smart or conscious decision. They didn't just flip a coin to go in that direction.
Well, so let's put this into action. So let's say that you're sitting in your business and you're thinking, okay, maybe I've already thought about what I got to do to get some business today, but let me take a minute and say, okay, what's in September? When everything is completely off and customers are able to do whatever they want to do, what is that going to look like? And one of the things might be, well, they're not going to let my salespeople call on them the same way that they would have 6 months ago. What would that look like? If they don't, if they say, no, don't come by, just call me or Zoom me or whatever. Or we're going to, you know, I don't know. There could be a just imagine the different things that, a customer could expect from you. What do you think?
True. And even more importantly, do we have the right people in the company today who can adjust themselves to a new way of doing business?
If you got people who can't use technology, they refuse. If you still have anybody like that, they're probably not going to. You're probably not going to. They're not going to help you, are they?
No, and unfortunately, in many cases, the people who got us here can't get us there.
Yeah.
The very people who helped us start our companies and evolve them, in many cases, cannot adjust to the rapidly changing environment they're going to deal with.
That's a good statement to use about everything, though, isn't it? The financial planning that got us here may not get us there. The technology that got us here may not get us there. How about this? The ultimate leadership of my company that got us here may not get us there. You got to turn the mirror on yourself a little bit, don't you, Jim? Last thoughts.
At what point does a CEO or owner step back and recognize that they can't take the company to the next level?
Mm-hmm. May have to happen. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. A-L-A-M-P-I, alampi.com is the website. The book is called Great to Excellent. Check out his execution maximizer there. Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Anytime, Jim. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Jim Alampi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back after another day. I'll be back after the break. 29 after. Stay with us.
Tell you why. I got a high ride.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.